Hi, everybody. Welcome to our show. This is English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And it's the middle of the summer now in late July, and we're talking about traveling now. Maybe you haven't made your travel plans yet for the summer. I'm not quite sure, but maybe you ought to consider going to Europe, and more specifically, maybe you should go to France. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. But more specifically, we're not going to Paris in today's program.
Nope.
We're actually going to someplace called Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur. Did I say that
right? Pretty good. Yeah, that's good, Tom.
I don't really speak French. I've never really formally studied it. But in any case, my impression is that Provence is a very picturesque part of France. It's way down there in the south, getting close to the Mediterranean Sea. And lots of people go there, and it's just a wonderful place. And when you go there, you'll be so happy that you're alive.
It is beautiful. I just got back from France myself. I went to Paris, though, only. But my friend, I was traveling with an old college pal, and she had been in the south of France. She went to Provence. So, I got to see lots of pretty pictures. This is a place to go if you have the time and money. It's not as expensive to travel over there right now because the euro is down, which is good.
Oh, boy.
So if you get a chance, jump on a plane to France. It's beautiful. Right now, guys, we're going to read through our article, and then we'll be back to talk about this region. You're in a field of lavender. The bright purple buds stretch almost as far as the eye can see. The blossoms sway gently in the breeze, surrounding you with their lovely perfume. It's a fascinating must-see for visitors to Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur, France's southeastern region. Bordering Italy and the Mediterranean Sea, the region boasts diverse landscapes, from fragrant lavender fields to the southern Alps to rolling vineyards. Apart from the region's impressive scenery, visitors are attracted to the area's elegant cities, historical sites, and cultural attractions. One of the region's especially popular destinations is Nice, a stylish seaside city lying beside the coast's sparkling waters. Considering the serene blue waters of its Baie des Anges and the wooded foothills of its maritime Alps, it's no wonder that Nice became a popular resort city for the British in the 1820s. The city has remained a well-loved vacation destination with these nationals. In fact, thanks to the high number of British visitors, Nice's main seaside walkway is named the Promenade des Anglais, or Walkway of the English. Besides these travelers, the area sees millions of tourists from all over the globe, who seem to be particularly drawn to Nice's mild climate and the area's Italian influences, especially the charming cobblestone streets and lively markets of Old Town. Another of Côte d'Azur's popular destinations is Cannes, a city internationally known for its distinguished film festival. Cannes Film Festival has promoted the art of filmmaking since it began in 1946. Besides the well-known event, Cannes offers beaches and casinos. Tourists flock to the city's famous seaside resort, which features private beaches, large marinas filled with luxury yachts, chic boulevards, and fancy hotels, as well as fashionable restaurants.
All right, everybody, the time has arrived for us to discuss today's lesson in detail. It's our travel unit. We're going to France, and we're going to the southeast of France, where we can see Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur. I hope I said that right, but in any case, that's what it's called. Before today's lesson, I only knew the word Provence, which is a popular part of France there. And there's a famous store from there. What's it? L'Occitane or something like that?
L'Occitane. I have a client in Taiwan who asked me to buy stuff for her at L'Occitane because it's one... fourth of the price.
Wow.
It's lots cheaper.
Okay,、yeah. well, I do know there's a couple of those stores here in Taipei.
Oh, yeah.
But in any case here, that's not the only thing that Provence has to offer. There's a lot more down there.、for example, there's some flowers there. I guess there's some lavender flowers,、
yeah.
which is a kind of a light purple flower. So you're in a field of lavender.、
Mm.
The bright purple buds stretch almost as far as the eye can see. So these are buds, which、is the form of a flower before it actually、
right.
blossoms. Okay, so
I guess
they're a bright purple color.
Beautiful.
And they just stretch on throughout the countryside. It's quite a sight to see. Get your camera ready.
Oh, yeah.
And I did just mention the word blossom here. So the blossoms sway gently in the breeze, surrounding you with their lovely perfume. Oh, I can smell it already. So we've got these wonderful blossoms.、
Mm-hmm.
A blossom is a flower. When something blooms, it's a blossom, like cherry blossoms,、mm-hmm. for example, apple blossoms, etc.、
Yep.
And to sway just means to go back and forth, left to right, very slowly and very gracefully.、lovers may sway when they dance to romantic music.
Yeah. Or if you're outside and there's a nice breeze, you know, flowers and leaves sway in the breeze. It's kind of a nice description here that we're looking at. Perfume. Perfume can be perfume, where the accent is on the first syllable or the last. Because I'm more French, I think I say perfume and、mm. ballet. I don't say ballet, I say ballet. So they're both correct. So it's a fascinating must-see for visitors to this particular area in the southeastern region. Perfume,、we're using it here as a nice, wonderful fragrance or scent.Instead of talking about the real bottled liquid perfume that ladies use. So it is a wonderful area. We've got lavender fields in Taiwan.
We do?
Yes, we do, in the mid-region. Yeah, and there's a restaurant that's famous for the lavender blossoms.
That is so cool.
Yes, thank you, Taiwan.、Hmm. Now, this place is called a fascinating, very interesting, it gets your attention. It's a must-see. It's a must-see because it's so cool, you don't want to miss it.We also use a must read. If there's a novel that everybody's loving and talking about, oh, it's a must read. Must see, must read, must do. It's just a fun sort of adjective that's been created in the last, I would say, 20 years. It's kind of fun. And so you want to get there、to see this beautiful scene that we have actually described in words.
We have, so it's a must-see if you go to this area to see those fields of lavender. And again, this is France's southeastern region, and bordering Italy and the Mediterranean Sea, the region boasts diverse landscapes from fragrant lavender fields to the southern Alps to rolling vineyards. Wow, it's got a lot to offer there. So this area is bordering Italy, okay? It's kind of right next to Italy there. It's also next to the Mediterranean Sea, which is where France and Spain and Italy and Greece are,、
yeah.
and then Algeria and Libya in the southern part of the Mediterranean Sea. But in any case here,、it boasts diverse landscapes, okay? To boast usually means to say a lot of great things about yourself, to brag.
To brag.
Am I a really great guy. Boy, am I strong. I can lift 5,000 pounds. I make, over 100,000 NT dollars a day in my job. Boy, I'm just really fantastic. I'm wonderful. Everybody loves me, et cetera. That's boasting or、
yeah.
bragging. But in this particular case, it just means Italy has these wonderful things, or at least、France has these、
yeah.
wonderful things next to the Mediterranean Sea with those diverse landscapes. So you've got a range of things. We're using this pattern here, from something to something else. So from fragrant lavender fields to、
yeah.
the southern Alps to rolling vineyards. You can add two more than once if you want to, but in this particular case, we've got the range here. We've got fragrant lavender fields. Remember, lavender is a kind of purple flower.、
Yeah.
They're fragrant.
They're beautiful.
Which means they smell nice. And then we've got the southern Alps.、that's a range of mountains in Europe that goes through Switzerland、
mm.
and Italy and、
beautiful.
Maybe Germany as well. I'm not quite、
yeah.
sure. But in any case, this is the southern Alps. And then you've you've also got these rolling vineyards. If you describe a landscape as rolling, that means you've got these gentle hills that you just kind of gently go up and gently go down, etc. There are lots of rolling hills in, say, Pennsylvania, for example.
Oh, really?
Or New York State. I think they have some nice rolling hills there. And these are vineyards, which, of course, are places where they grow grapes, which are made into wine.
It's kind of an interesting word because if you look at it, it looks like vineyards, right?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, we don't like to pronounce things the easy way. We come up with crazy pronunciations. Vineyard. Yard isn't even pronounced correctly. So vineyard, be careful with that one. You'll look stupid if you say vineyard, guys. So if you're into wine, learn that word. Now, apart from the region's impressive scenery, visitors are attracted to the area's elegant cities, historical sites, and cultural attractions. There's so much to see there. Now, when you're talking about scenery, you're talking about beautiful areas outside. So you're talking about landscapes, what looks pretty in nature. Be careful because we do not say sceneries, guys. It is only bukashu, though. You can't put an S on it. Landscape, yes, is countable. Sorry about that. You can say, oh, the area has beautiful landscapes, but you can only say...
Well, you know, English has to be confusing for learners of English because Chinese is so confusing with all those characters and those measure words and stuff like that and all those tones. So we have to get you back by making English difficult sometimes. But yes, do not add an S to scenery there. It's a non-count noun. So yes, it's got impressive scenery there and people are attracted to the elegant cities in the area, also the historical sites and the cultural attractions. There are probably lots of art museums. I've always heard about famous artists going down there to work on their paintings because it's such a wonderful area. And, of course, it's got these elegant cities. They're not disgusting, smelly, polluted cities like, well, I'm not going to mention
New York.
Like New York or Detroit or Chicago or something like that.
Yeah.
These are elegant, refined cities. They're nice and quiet. The pace of life is slower because people appreciate life. They're not in a big hurry to make tons of money.
They like vacation.
Europe, they vacation get tons time. Of time off, don't they? So they're elegant, and elegant just means very refined, high quality, very graceful, very stylish. And you could describe clothes as being elegant. So that's an elegant evening gown you're wearing.
Yeah, or someone like a dancer moves very elegantly. So it sounds like a great place to go. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to continue talking about this gorgeous, glorious area.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要带各位听众呢到南法看看。我们首先来看到这个地名呢，就是我们所熟知的 Provence Alpes Côte d'Azur， 也就是普罗旺斯阿尔卑斯未来海岸的这个区域。首先，我们看到在第一段的倒数第二句提到 ，Bordering Italy and the Mediterranean Sea, the region boasts diverse landscapes from fragrant lavender fields to the southern Alps to rolling vineyards.在这里首先我们用到一个分词构句 bordering， border 用来当作动词，也就是有与什么国家接壤或者是毗邻的意思。这个地区呢毗邻着意大利跟地中海，然后它拥有的是 diverse landscapes， 非常多样化的地景。而我们使用的动词 boast 在这里是解释成为以拥有什么而自豪。如果要解释成为夸耀或吹嘘的话，我们通常会有介系词，像是 boast of 或者是 boast about， 才会解释成为夸耀的意思。而这里的地景呢，从这个 fragrant lavender fields 充满着香气的薰衣草呢，一直到这个 South Alps， 还有呢，以及地势缓缓的 vineyards， 也就是葡萄园，你都可以在这个地方享受并且看得到。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about the Provence region of France, or more specifically, let me see if I can say this, Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
close enough.
So.
Okay. Well, you know, we're not a French lesson here. We're speaking English, but in any case, we're trying to get as close to the correct pronunciation as we can. So we talked about the wonderful landscapes, the scenery down there, the elegant cities, the cultural attractions. And one of the region's especially popular destinations is Nice. No, it's not pronounced Nice or Nice. It's Nice. And what is Nice? Well, again, that's a city. It's a stylish seaside city lying beside the coast's sparkling waters. So it's stylish, which is kind of similar to elegant, but in this particular case, it just means it's got a lot of style, which means it's something that people admire, the way they do things, the way it looks, the way people do things, and they'd like to copy that way because, ooh, it's all the latest style.
You know what I love about France is everything they do is beautiful because for them, it matters, okay? So their cities kind of look like little pieces of artwork to me. I couldn't believe Paris. Everything is beautiful. So, you know, some countries, some cultures aren't into that amount of time spent on making everything beautiful, but France is. So if you get a chance, you want to go to these cities. Now, Nice is beautiful, and it's a seaside city. It's right there by the sea, and it lies beside the coast's sparkling waters. We've talked about sparkling and glittering, things that are very bright and kind of look like stars. They shimmer and sparkle. Considering the serene blue waters of its Baie des Anges, I think that's what it was, Baie des Anges, and the wooded foothills of the Maritime Alps, it's no wonder that Nice has become a popular resort city. And it was a popular resort city way back in the 1820s for the British. Although, I think the Brits have some pretty beautiful areas of the world, too.
Like Blackpool.
But it's warmer down there in southern France than it is in the British Isles. So I can see why they would go there for vacation. It's something serene. It's very calm, very smooth. So it's a beautiful blue water. The blue waters are very serene and calm. And there are forests in the Maritime Alps. So the Alps, of course, are beautiful mountains. They're really high mountains with lots of trees.
Yep, they're wooded, lots of trees, foothills, where the mountains start, basically. And these are, I guess, is a range of the Alps that extends close to the ocean. Mm. It's called Maritime. Maritime means having to do with the sea, basically. So it's right next to the ocean there. So it's no wonder, it's not surprising, that Nice became a popular resort city for the British way back in the 1820s, and they probably still go there. And the city has remained a well-loved vacation destination with these nationals. So the British continue to go there. In fact, thanks to the high number of British visitors, Nice's main seaside walkway is named Les Promenades des Anglais. I hope I said that right.
Yeah.
So that's the main seaside walkway, which is basically where people walk along the sea. There's probably a boardwalk there. I guess Taiwan's closest equivalent of a seaside walkway would be in Dan Shui there.
Oh, that's beautiful, yeah.
It's not really next to the sea, but it's next to the river, close enough, so you can walk along there and look at the sights, watch the sunset behind Guanyinshan, etc. So here in Nice, of course, it's next to the sea, so you can walk along the seaside there on this walkway, which is like a sidewalk, but, you know, wider and maybe made out of wood or something.
Beautiful.
And the British go there all the time, and so they've actually named it Les Promenades des Anglais. Anglais means English in French.
Yeah. So besides these travelers, the area sees millions of tourists from all over the globe who seem to be particularly drawn to Nice's mild climate and the area's Italian influences, especially the cobblestone streets. Although I would argue that cobblestone streets are European and not just Italian.
Okay.
There are lots of cobblestone streets in Paris, so there. And there's a lively area that has markets called Old Town, which sounds like it's a great thing. If a place is described having a mild climate, it means it doesn't get too hot and it doesn't get too cold. And that's usually the case when you're talking about seaside towns.
Exactly. So maybe just like in the United States where people from Minnesota or Wisconsin head down to Arizona for the winter, maybe people from England or Paris head down to Provence to spend the winters there. The winters are probably still pretty cold there, but at least not as bad as further north.
Not as much snow, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay, so that's one city here we've been talking about, Nice. Let's go to another city in this region. Another Côte d'Azur's popular destination is Cannes. Cannes, a city internationally known for its distinguished film festival. If something is distinguished, that means it's recognized and people respect it. It's successful and lots of people respect it. So distinguished means you kind of stand out and people recognize you for your great achievement.
Yeah. Now, if you're wanting to pronounce this correctly, it is Cannes Film Festival. But you'll hear a lot of dumb Americans, I'm just going to say it, who don't speak any other language except English, say Cannes Film Festival.
Not Cannes?
No, they say Cannes.
Cannes?
No, they'll say Cannes. Cannes Film Festival. So if you hear it, just know they're an American who doesn't speak another language. But it's actually Cannes with no S, so Cannes. It's a really great film festival. It's one of the biggest around the world. There's the Cannes Film Festival. There's the Toronto Film Festival. There's Sundance Film Festival. But I think Cannes is one of the biggest. And if you get a chance to go down there, oh, are you lucky. If something's distinguished, it's, I think, well-respected. People know about it. Someone who is described as being distinguished is probably accomplished.
Right.
They've done some things in their life, and they're worth respect. So that's the film festival. It's a really great one to go to. And if you're a filmmaker and you get your film into that film festival and it's shown, wow, you're a lucky dude or a lucky girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, besides the well-known event of the film festival, Cannes offers beaches and casinos. So if you're a gambler and you like films, I'd head on down there when it's the film festival. You get just about everything you want. You should probably make sure you know whether the beach is nude or not, because there are a lot of places in this area of the world where the beaches are nude, so you don't have to wear a swimsuit if you don't want to.
Yes, if you go to a nude beach and you have to take off your clothes, you might feel embarrassed.
Wait. You don't have to take off your clothes, but you should be aware that you can take off your clothes. So if you have kids or something, you don't want to go there, just be aware that that's the life works down there. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of refreshing. They're not ashamed of their bodies. That's pretty cool. But in any case here, yes, Cannes, or the Cannes Film Festival, has promoted the art of filmmaking since it began way back after World War II in 1946. And besides the well-known events of the Cannes Film Festival, Cannes offers beaches and casinos, a place to gamble. Hey, is Monaco down there somewhere too?
Kind of in that same area. Sure.
And tourists flock to the city's famous seaside resort, which features private beaches, large marinas filled with luxury yachts, chic boulevards, and fancy hotels. There's just so much there. I can't even read it all. It's just overwhelming me. And they've also got these fashionable restaurants. So, hey, let's talk about some of the things they have there. Private beaches, okay. I guess if you stay at a certain hotel, you can just stay in that hotel and go to the beach and no one will bother you, try to sell you cheap statues or something like that. And also marinas, which is a place with a lot of boats. You don't really see marinas here so much. You've got fishing harbors with lots of fishing vessels, but you don't really see marinas.
Marinas have privately owned boats.
Yachts.
Well, it could be a smaller boat, I guess, but most people have yachts at marinas.
It's a sailboat or it's got a motor, and it's usually for rich people. They're luxury yachts, so they've got all the latest fixings and all that stuff, full bar, maybe a restaurant bed, stuff like that.
Nice.
Chic boulevards, nice roads with lots of nice shops, fancy
hotels.
Chic
is French. It means elegant and stylish, both.
There you go. And they've also got all these restaurants that you could check out. But that stuff sounds all expensive, so I guess I'm not going there. Hopefully they got some night market somewhere where you can get some, ratatouille. Maybe I could get a dish of that while I'm there. And a cheap bottle of Lambrusco wine, since it's kind of close to Italy. But in any case, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Let's hear from our Chinese teacher right now.
在南法这个地区，第一个要介绍的景点呢，就是尼斯这个城市。第二段的第一句提到 One of the region's especially popular destinations is Nice, a stylish seaside city lying beside the coast's sparkling waters. 首先呢，提到尼斯，然后补充说明打上逗号，说它是一个 stylish seaside city, 非常有魅力而且雅致的海边的城市。然后后面用 lying 一直到 waters 来修饰City, 这个城市呢就位于在海岸边，有波光粼粼的海水旁边。在这里有什么特别的呢？这边有很多很棒的景点，除了英国人非常喜欢，那么甚至有一条步道就称之为 Walkway of the English。 那么在这一段的最后一句很长，我们来看一下。Besides these travelers, the area sees millions of tourists from all over the globe, who seem to be particularly drawn to Nice's mild climate and the area's Italian influences, especially the charming cobblestone streets and lively markets of Old Town.这个句子我们首先来把它的主词抓出来，就是 the area, 动词 sees millions of tourists, 在这里提到呢，除了讲到前面文章的英国游客之外，这个地区也可以看得到来自世界各地的数百万观光客。补充说明一下，这些观光客，所以我们打逗号接上 who 的形容词子句， who seem to be particularly drawn to Nice's mild climate. 那么他们特别呢是被这个尼斯温和的气候所吸引。这里的 draw 呢是 draw 的 VPP 表被动。举例来说，我的目光呢就被挂在壁炉上方的这幅画所吸引住。你就可以说 My eyes were drawn to a painting hanging over the fireplace. 而这些游客是被它的气候以及呢这个地方受到意大利的影响所吸引。关于这些影响呢，特别要强调的是 The charming cobblestone streets, 有这样子迷人的鹅卵石街道，以及呢在旧城区的 lively markets, 充满着活力的市集。除了尼斯之外，接下来要介绍的是坎城这个都市。Another of Côte d'Azur's popular destinations is Cannes, a city internationally known for its distinguished film festival. 在坎城这个地方呢，当然大家都知道，它是以这个卓越的影展而闻名世界的城市。我们来看一下 distinguished 这个形容词，解释成为杰出的、著名的意思。譬如说 ,a distinguished career in the diplomatic area, 指的是呢在外交部门的卓越经历。那么它是来自于动词 distinguish, 本来的意思就是有区别跟辨别的意思。如果你的成就一定要非常了不起，才能够让别人可以辨别的出来跟别人有所区别，所以 distinguished 当作形容词就是有杰出的、著名的意思。最后一句提到Tourists flock to the city's famous seaside resort, which features private beaches, large marinas filled with luxury yachts, chic boulevards, and fancy hotels, as well as fashionable restaurants.在这里提到呢，游客们呢群聚到这个坎城非常有名的海边的度假胜地。Flock to somewhere.就是有群聚到哪里的意思，因为这些呢有了很多的私人海滩，还有一些大型船坞、优雅的大道、旅馆以及非常时尚的餐厅，有机会的话也一定要来这个地方看一看。 OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's day one of our travel unit, guys. In our next program, we're going to stay in the area and continue to do some exploring, you could say, and also talk about some Taiwanese groups who have performed in the area, which is really exciting. We hope you'll join us then. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.